Matthew chapter 15.
Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. And he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor your father and your mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatever I may have helped you, and do not honor your father or mother, he shall be free. Thus you have made the commandment of God no effect by your tradition, you hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draws nigh unto me with their mouth, and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. It is not that which goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Do you know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Leave them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Explain unto us the parable. And Jesus said, Are you also yet without understanding? Do not you yet understand that whatever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out as waste? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man. Then Jesus went from there and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And look, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, you son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, and said, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not right to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, True, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith, be it done unto thee even as you will. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from there, and came near to the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, unable to speak, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw those who were unable to speak, speaking, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples said unto him, Where should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, How many loaves have you? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and broke them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they all ate and were filled. And they took up of the broken bread that was left 7 basketfuls. And they that ate were 4,000 men besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took a ship and came to the coast of Magdala.